Chapter 9. Deer. We now come to an animal with which you will all be familiar, and that is the deer. There are different kinds of deer, and you may have seen them in the zoo or even in some of the parks here and there about the country. What a beautiful sight is a herd of deer! How graceful they are, and how pretty they look as they follow one another over the park lands, walking and grazing or running and leaping, but keeping together as much as they can. They seem to be especially made for running swiftly and leaping and jumping as they go from mound to mound or from rock to rock. They are usually very timid and will not let you get near to them. The harts, or father deer, look very stately with their long and branching horns, and are rather bigger than the hinds or mother deer, and how sweet are the little ones, the fawns, as they run alongside. In the previous chapter, we have mentioned the different animals which the Jews were allowed to eat. These were called clean animals, and they must both chew the cud and have cloven feet. As the deer have both of these, they were clean to the Jews and could be eaten by them. So Moses says to them, "Thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God which he hath given thee, as of the roebuck and as of the hart." The roe is one of the kinds of deer, and the roebuck would be the father. In another place, Moses tells them they could eat the hart and the roebuck, and the fallow deer and the pygerg and the chamois. Pygerg is a strange name, but it means a kind of antelope, and the chamois is another sort of deer. So the Jews could eat all kinds of deer, and especially they were provided for the royal tables. And we are told that King Solomon, who was richer than all the other kings, had for one day's food alone 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures and 100 sheep, besides harts and roebucks and fallow deer and fatted fowl. What a great household he must have had! The flesh of the deer, when it is used for food, is called venison. And you will have read in your Bibles how Isaac loved his son Esau because he used to hunt the deer and bring him venison to eat. The time came when Isaac got old and could not see, but he wanted to bless his son Esau, and so he asked him to take his bow and arrows and go out into the field and bring him some venison, for he loved that savory meat. But it is sad to see that Jacob deceived his father and brought him some young kids from his flocks before Esau could catch the deer, and so Jacob obtained the blessing instead of his elder brother Esau. This was very wrong of Jacob, of course, to deceive his old and blind father, and he had to suffer for it afterwards when his uncle Laban deceived him many times. We have already said how swiftly the roes or deer run, leaping and jumping as they go, and this is used in the Bible as a figure of something which moves quickly or leaps for joy. In the Song of Solomon, there is much said about the spouse, which is the church, and also about her beloved, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Christ was promised to the Jews as their Messiah, who was to come in later days. And so at the end of Solomon's song, you will find the church asking him to come quickly. And she says, "Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices." Then when Jesus came to preach the gospel, and his disciples also, it would make those glad who felt their need of it, and even the lame man would leap as a heart. This means that those who are taught of God to feel that they were lame in their souls and not able to move their hearts after the Lord as they would wish, even those would leap for joy like a hart, and when they heard the joyful sound of the gospel. One more figure which is used in the Bible about the hart, and that is when it is thirsty and it gets the scent of water, how it runs and pants to reach the stream and quench its thirst. It was in this way that David showed how his soul thirsted after God, as he says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. May you be given life in your souls, which will make you thirst and pant after God, that you may find him and his salvation." Now for the texts. The use of deer as food is mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 12 and 14, and how it was used for Solomon's table in the 1st of Kings, chapter 4. Then you can read about Isaac and his love for venison in the book of Genesis, chapters 25 and 27, and about the swift rose in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and Isaiah, chapter 35, and their panting after water in Psalm 42.